Welcome to the Dr. Jennifer Blossom Show, the weekly mental ed show for high-achieving women professionals. Welcome back to the show. Today, we are building off of last week's episode, and we're talking all about awakening your mind and activating your soul. So this episode is specifically designed for high-achieving women and women leaders who are ready to unlock their full potential, who are ready to achieve their goals with confidence and with clarity. And when I was preparing this episode, I wanted to give you ladies three very practical ways that you could dive deep into the power of visualization. I think that it is very fluffy and it sounds exciting, but when we are able to get to the root of it and actually harness these techniques for our life, they are such a powerful tool for cognitive enhancement, for brain power, and for allowing all of us as high achievers to truly harness the power of your imagination and to sharpen your mental acuity, to boost your productivity, and to really maximize how visualized techniques can be used to optimize not only your cognitive performance, but your productivity, your impact in life. So we are specifically going to learn how to awaken our mind and to activate our soul by doing these three visualization techniques. Visualizing is something that is relatively new to me. And I will tell you, friends, it has radically transformed my life because I am learning how to train my brain to think in different ways. For so many years, my brain was caught up in this cycle of not knowing how to think. It was fear-based, it was exhausted, and it was always running on worry, on doubt, on fear, on never being good enough. And so when I began to learn how to think differently and stop thoughts and rewire thoughts and rewire how I visualize and see things, my world began to change. And this visualization practice will help you to start on this journey. So the three different types of, actually we'll do four today. Okay, I'll share four of mine today. The four types that we're going to unpack is imagery-based, goal, positive, and skill building. Okay, so make sure if you're not in a space where you can take notes that you come back this episode and take notes. You'll want to learn more than just listening. Like, you'll actually want to write this down and start to practice it and apply it. Because it's one thing to hear it. I always tell my clients this. It is one thing to hear it. It is another thing to apply it. Make sure you are applying it. Okay, so first up is imagery-based mental rehearsal. Imagery-based mental rehearsal. It's kind of a mouthful. So this visualization, it involves the mental rehearsal of a task or a scenario in super vivid detail. So it's you really going inwards and using and activating all of your senses to create this realistic mental image of what your desired outcome is. So this is actually really common with athletes. I know I've shared this before on the show. You know, Kobe, LeBron, Tom Brady, all of these super successful athletes, if you really think about and learn and listen to their stories and their mental trainers, essentially, they visualize so much how they want their games to go. They make all the plays in their mind before. Now, granted, they don't always go according to their visualization, but they're sure a heck of a lot closer, right? So for us, when we can visualize ourselves being successful, completing a task or achieving a certain goal, you're going to not only enhance your confidence and your motivation and your performance, but you're actually going to take action to do that. So whether you are, you know, doing a presentation or an exam, or you have a really important meeting, or you have a speaking gig, or you have, you guys, how you want to show up for your day, how you want to interact with your patients, how you want to interact with your clients or your kids. I mean, I have used this from keynotes to trainings to patient care to, you know, educating other healthcare providers to training and building teams to how I show up as a parent to my marriage. I mean, imagery-based mental rehearsal, it can be used for anything in vivid detail. And what's crazy about this is I used to do this the exact opposite. I used to have imagery-based mental rehearsal, but it was catastrophic. And that was really sad for me to realize about how much of my life I created very fearful images in my mind about things, because that's what my brain did. It went to the worst case scenarios, and then it would create 1,000 scenarios from that one scenario because I had no control over my mind. I always did, but I didn't know how to control it, right? So we have the power to tell our brains what to do instead of our brains telling us what to do. Imagery-based mental rehearsal is a really powerful way to do that. The second that really piggybacks off of this is goal visualization. So this is another really powerful visualization technique, and it involves you visualizing your goals as if they've already been achieved. So when you can create a really clear mental image of what success looks like, what success feels like, you can truthfully program your subconscious mind to work towards that desired outcome, that desired feeling. Okay, so that's all we're really after is a feeling. So why can't you train yourself to experience that feeling now and already live it out? It's really powerful when you begin to see things from this perspective. The third visualization is positive visualization. Now, this visualization, it involves you and I focusing on positive outcomes and experiences rather than dwelling on them because of potential obstacles or challenges. So when we can visualize really positive scenarios or emotions, we're going to be able to be more optimistic. We're going to have less stress, less anxiety, and truly increase this resilience when we face adversity, you know, whether we're in a really hard task or a hard season or a difficult situation. When you can positively visualize and activate that, it can help you to maintain a sense of confidence and optimism and really challenge your approach with this proactive, empowered attitude instead of always feeling like you're the victim and playing the victim card. Positive visualization. It's not this irresponsible neglect to responsibility, but it is positively expecting the best and finding the best in every situation. And that is a choice. Okay. The last visualization that I love doing is skill building. And this is awesome for, I guess, performance, but I also hate the word performance. Oops, I said that word again. We are like in this season of our house where we choose not to use strong words. And we don't say that word. So I should probably not say on the podcast and lead by example for my kids. So very strong word, mom. That's what my kids would say. I don't like the word performance. It feels like we're having to achieve something. And it feels like we have to constantly strive for it. And if we don't perform at a certain level, you know, we have whatever. So, okay, let's try this differently. So let's think of a different word besides performance. To get better, to expand, to enhance. When we're able to visualize ourselves successfully and to successfully execute that, whether it's a specific task or we can master a new skill or we can really, show up in ways that we never have before, we're going to strengthen those neural pathways that are associated with those activities and enhance overall your competence, your confidence, your impact. So whether it's I don't know, learning a new language. Like I'm in this era of wanting to learn French. I need to actually get back in it. Really tightening up or learning about public speaking, or maybe you're into this new workout or athletics or Pilates or yoga or whatever it is for you, skill building. And I always think that we should be learning something new in our lives and expanding. It'll help you to accelerate your progress and reach that full potential. And I think that, when we can look at the potential of visualization and those techniques and how to elevate them, we're all going to be pulled and propelled more forward in expansion towards our goals. And as these women who identify as high performers, as leaders, as high achievers, it's essential for us to recognize the power that lies within each of us, in our minds, in our souls. And when we can integrate visualization and these practices into our daily routines, not all at once, right? Just choose one to work on. I don't do all of these every single day. I might use different ones throughout the day, but however you want to naturally and organically infuse this into your day, you're going to be able to cultivate that mindset of unwavering confidence and resilience and this true ambition for your life that is so fire. So take this knowledge with you. Let it sink in and be this light on your journey to greatness, and know that that your dreams are within reach. They are within the power that you have to visualize and then to turn that visualization into reality. And when you can stay empowered and inspired and you create that momentum forward, you're able to tap in and truly live out what you have been called to live. All right. Okay, friends. I want you to keep visualizing your success and keep stepping up and into your greatness. You are called for this. I know you are here for a reason today. I love you for being here. Thank you for being here. All right, friends, I'm going to bounce out. If you love this episode, please share with a friend. I would also love if you could do me a solid and leave a rating and a review on iTunes. That would mean the world to me. Share it out on social, tag me so I can see it. And hey, if you want to go deeper with this work, whether it's one-on-one, with teams, with a group, at one of our experiences, shoot me a message on Instagram, or you can find us at drjenniferblossom.com. Click on that contact tab, and there are also free resources for you in today's show notes to go even deeper. On that note, I'll see you back here next week. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Dr. Jennifer Blossom Show. Remember, every week is an opportunity for you to grow the leader within.